Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Cox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting second. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Parker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Ryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doc Ellis. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Doc Ellis. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt strikes out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is hit by the pitch. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Ryan for a passed ball. Foley moves to second. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley takes first base on ball four. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is called out on strikes. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. One out. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is called out on strikes. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a fly ball towards center. Oliver settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Oliver. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a line drive towards short. Foley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares misplays the ball. That's an error on Tavares. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunt moves to third. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hunt tags and scores. Foley tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Expos. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell. Fairley reaches second base with a double. Foley scores. It's 2-0, Expos. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Parker scoops it up and throws to first, with Ellis covering, for the out. Fairley moves to third. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavares hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-1 in the game. Foote hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver strikes out. There goes Hebner. The throw from Foote to Foley, and Hebner is out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stargell hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Parker scoops it up and throws to first, with Ellis covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Zisk hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker strikes out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-1 in the game. Stennett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-2 in the game. Foote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cox moves to third. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Ryan strikes out. One out. Doc Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavares takes first base on ball 4. Ellis moves to second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley fields it and throws to second for the out. Ellis moves to third. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hunt moves to second. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett fields it and throws to second for the out. Hunt moves to third. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunt scores. Davis moves to third. It's 3-0, Expos. Mike Jorgensen pinch runs for Ron Fairley. Bruce Keeson now pitching. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Expos. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorgensen moves to second. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a pop-up towards third. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Ron Woods now playing left field. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stargell hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Zisk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Zisk reaches second base with a double. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-2 in the game. Parker strikes out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-2 in the game. Stennett hits a line drive into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foote hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Foley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Parker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick pinch hits for Mike Ryan. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Gene Kleins pinch hits for Bruce Keeson. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt juggles the ball. That's an error on Hunt. Kirkpatrick moves to second. Paul Popovich pinch hits for Frank Tavares. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirkpatrick moves to third. Kleins moves to second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Kirkpatrick scores. Kleins moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Expos. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Pirates 1. The Expos will come to bat. Paul Popovich now playing shortstop. Ed Kirkpatrick now catching. John Moreland now pitching. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk, who is chasing the ball. Davis reaches third base with a triple. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards third. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Singleton is walked intentionally. Jim Little pinch hits for Ron Woods. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Singleton moves to second. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is walked intentionally. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Expos. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Singleton moves to third. Little moves to second. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Foote is walked intentionally. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rogers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Little now playing left field. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-3 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stargell for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Zisk is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-3 in the game. Parker takes first base on ball 4. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-3 in the game. Stennett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parker moves to second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Parker trying to get to home. Little throws the ball into Hunt, who relays the ball to Foote, who tags Parker, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Stennett moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 5, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 1. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.